So, our third date, huh? Isn't this where we started admitting our stranger quirks to each other? Well, got anything you want to tell me? Dark secrets, hidden desires, some things I should really know about you before we take this any further? I'll go first then. I'm into hypnosis. Yep, I'm really into it. And if we're going to be an item, you and I want to play around with it in our relationship. I hope that's not going to be a deal breaker. There's tons of fun stuff you can do with hypnosis, and I would really like to explore them with you. It's all right if you've never been hypnotized before. All I need you is to be open to the idea. Going into a trance is a skill. Something you'll get better at with practice. And don't worry, I'm a very good teacher. Well, I'm glad you're willing to give it a shot. That's all I ask. You're going to love it, you'll see. Hypnosis is really amazing. There's a lot of misconceptions about it, you know? So many people think it's got something to do with sleep. That hypnotizing someone means getting them to relax so deeply until they fall into some kind of sleep. And I mean, that's one way to do it, sure. It's called a relaxation induction, and it works pretty well. But hypnosis doesn't really have to do anything with sleep at all. It's actually a state of extreme focus. For example, when I'm doing a relaxation induction, what I'm really doing is making my subject focus first on their body and then on the sound of my voice, till my voice becomes the only thing they're aware of. Becoming completely focused on one thing, that is what hypnosis is all about. It's like being engrossed in a good book, being riveted by someone's story, or getting lost in your own thoughts and doing something else on autopilot. Of course, those are only really light forms of hypnosis, and the trick is to get people to go deeper. So much deeper. But focus is key. What it really takes to hypnotize someone is to get them to focus on something. And when you see hypnosis being used in fiction, you will see hypnosis use a spiral or a pocket watch, and it seems tropey, but that's actually something they're getting more or less right. You could hypnotize someone by making them focus on a spiral or a pocket watch. You could use anything, really, although it's always easiest with something that naturally catches the eye, something that's fascinating to look at. A shiny pendant works really well, for example. But personally, I like to use my eyes. They are my best feature. Well, I like to think I have several great features, but my eyes are definitely one of them. There's something about their color that seems to draw people in. They look into my eyes and then just keep looking. Deeper and deeper, and that's perfectly fine. To be honest, it wouldn't really matter how I hypnotized you if I only did it once. But if I did it over and over again, eventually your mind is going to associate looking into my eyes with sinking into a trance for me. With listening to my voice and following my instructions. With believing everything I tell you, and doing everything I say. And there's all kinds of fun we can have with that. Like, imagine you're having dinner with friends or family, and I draw your attention, meeting your eyes, and tell you to pass me the salt. It wouldn't sound like a command, but it wouldn't quite sound like a question either. Nobody would even notice. They'd just take it as an innocent request, one that you would obviously fulfill. They wouldn't think twice about it. But you'd know, and I'd know. That in that moment, it would be impossible for you to do anything other than to obey. And I like the idea of that. I like the idea of that a lot. Besides, eventually, at some point, I'm bound to tell you to do something that you really don't want to, and you'll try to resist. Maybe you'll even start breaking free from my control. And when that happens, it's not like I can just pull out a spiral or a pocket watch and make you submit to my will again. Not if there's anyone watching us. But if I'm always using my eyes to put you under my spell, well, in that case, it won't matter where we are, how many people are around. All I will have to do is to get right up close to you, make you look into my eyes, look deeply into my eyes, and you will become putty in my hands. Your mind will melt all over again, and then I will lean in and whisper into your ear for a while. We'll be like two lovebirds sharing an intimate moment together. But when it's over, you will be mine again. You will be mindlessly obedient again and do whatever I want to. Yes, I'm definitely going to use my eyes to hypnotize you. And frankly, my eyes are far more compelling than any spiral, too. I don't even have to tell you to look into my eyes, because you've been doing that for quite some time already. And all I want you to do is to keep looking deeper and deeper. You're already transfixed, completely focused on my eyes, and my voice. Hanging on to every word, and you know what that means. It means you're already hypnotized, deeply hypnotized. So let go and sink for me, melt for me. Perfect. Putty in my hands. But it's said that hypnosis isn't mind control. And I suppose that's true in a way. To really take control of someone's mind, that takes conditioning too. And we're gonna get started on that right away. Kneel. Get on your knees. That's it. Now look up at me and eyes on mine. I like you this way. Obedient, compliant, submissive. Now keep your eyes on mine and repeat after me. You can say it in your mind, or you can say it out loud, but you will say it. I will obey. Say it. Good boy. Keep looking into my eyes, and keep repeating it. Very good. You know, it doesn't matter why you're following my instructions right now. It doesn't matter if you think you're choosing to obey me. Doesn't matter if you think you're just pretending to be hypnotized or if doing this is something you want. Doesn't even matter if you're already so deeply under my control that what you want is completely irrelevant. What matters is that you obey. I'm going to train you, pet. I'm going to hypnotize you over and over again. I'm going to condition you like this. Over and over again. And every time I do, you're going to fall a little deeper under my spell. You're going to lose a little more of your will to me, until your mind is completely mine. I will be able to tell you to do anything, and you simply will obey. And if you ever think about resisting me, I will tell you to look into my eyes, and you will melt for me, and you will melt, and you will obey. And that sounds wonderful, because it feels good to obey. Say it. It feels good to obey. Good boy. I am brainwashing you and you like it because, say it with me, it feels good to obey. Yes, you love the idea of being under my spell because it feels good to obey. You want me to take control because it feels good to obey. Uh-huh. And you want to obey. Isn't that right? Good boy. You've done very well. So, I got a little reward for you. Just hold still and... there we go. A nice collar. Sure, it only exists in your mind, but it isn't any less real because of it. You belong to me now. But I can tell that you are tired, that all of this training has just worn you out. Look at you. You can barely even keep your eyes open. You feel so heavy and tired, drowsy and sleepy, and that's all right. You can take a little nap. You can just let go and sleep. Sink and sleep for me. Sleep. Wake up, pet. Come to think of it, hypnosis might have a little to do with putting you to sleep after all. We're all done with our first session. You responded quite well to the real thing. In fact, I bet you don't even remember falling asleep at all, do you? Mm-hmm. Didn't think so. You really are a very responsive subject. I'm going to have a lot of fun training you. It was fun, right? Well, there's a lot more of it coming. Mm-hmm. A good couple more hypnosis sessions, quite a bit more of good old-fashioned conditioning, and I'll have you eating out of my hand. You will do, think, believe, whatever I want you to. That sounds good to you, doesn't it? Look at me. Eyes on mine. It sounds good to you. You want me to take control of your mind. You want to obey. Because it feels good to obey, right? I'll see you again tomorrow, pet.